When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures, were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick, till, rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. Out of the cradle endlessly rocking, out of the mockingbird's throat, the musical shuttle, out of the ninth month midnight, over the sterile sands and the fields beyond, where the child, leaving his bed, wandered alone, bareheaded, barefoot, down from the showered halo, up from the mystic play of shadows, twining and twisting as if they were alive, out from the patches of briars and blackberries, from the memories of the bird that chanted to me, from your memories, sad brother, from the fitful risings and fallings I heard, from under that yellow half moon, late risen and swollen as if with tears, from those beginning notes of yearning and love there in the mist, from the thousand responses of my heart never to cease, from the myriad thence aroused words, from the word stronger and more delicious than any, from such as now they start the scene revisiting, as a flock, twittering, rising, or overhead passing, borne hither ere all eludes me, hurriedly, a man, yet by these tears a little boy again, throwing myself on the sand, confronting the eye, chanter of pains and joys, hereafter, taking all hints to use them, but swiftly leaping beyond them, a reminiscence sing. Once, Pomonok, when the lilac scent was in the air, and fifth-month grass was growing, up this seashore in some briars, two feathered guests from Alabama, two together, and their nest, and four light green eggs spotted with brown, and every day the he-bird to and fro near at hand, and every day the she-bird crouched on her nest, silent, with bright eyes, and every day I, a curious boy, never too close, never disturbing them, cautiously peering, absorbing, translating. Shine, 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 pour down your warmth, great sun, while we bask, we two together. Two together. Winds blow south or winds blow north, day come white or night come black, home or rivers and mountains from home, singing all time, minding no time, while we two keep together, till of a sudden, maybe killed, unknown to her mate, one forenoon the she-bird crouched not on the nest, nor returned that afternoon, nor the next, nor ever appeared again. And thenceforward all summer in the sound of the sea, and at night under the full of the moon in calmer weather, over the hoarse surging of the sea, or flitting from briar to briar by day, I saw, I heard at intervals, the remaining one, the he-bird, the solitary guest from Alabama. Blow, 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 blow up sea winds along Pomonok's shore, I wait, and I wait till you blow my mate to me. Yes, when the stars glistened all night long on the prong of a moss scallop stake, down almost amid the slapping waves sat the lone singer, wonderful, causing tears. He called on his mate. He poured forth the meanings which I of all men know. Yes, my brother, I know. The rest might not, but I have treasured every note. For more than once, dimly, down to the beach gliding, silent, avoiding the moonbeams, blending myself with the shadows, recalling now the obscure shapes, the echoes, the sounds and sights after their sorts, the white arms out in the breakers tirelessly tossing, I, with bare feet, a child, the wind wafting my hair, listened long and long. Listened to keep, to sing, now translating the notes, following you, my brother. Soothe, soothe, soothe. Close on its wave, soothes the wave behind. And again another behind, embracing and lapping, everyone close. But my love soothes not me, not me. Low hangs the moon, it rose late, it is lagging. Oh, I think it is heavy with love. Oh, madly the sea pushes upon the land, with love. Oh, night, do I not see my love fluttering out among the breakers? What is that little black thing I see there in the white? Loud, 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 loud I call to you, my love. High and clear I shoot my voice over the waves. Surely you must know who is here, who is here. You must know who I am, my love. Low hanging moon, what is that dusky spot in your brown yellow? Oh, it is the shape of my mate. Oh, moon, do not keep her from me any longer. Land, land, oh, land, whichever way I turn, oh, I think you could give me my mate back again if you only would. For I am almost sure I see her dimly whichever way I look. Oh, rising stars, perhaps the one I want so much will rise with some of you. Oh, throat, oh, trembling throat, sound clearer through the atmosphere. Pierce the woods, the earth. Somewhere listening to catch you must be the one I want. Shake out carols, solitary hear the night's carols, carols of lonesome love, death's carols. Carols under that lagging, yellow, waning moon. Oh, under that moon where she droops almost down into the sea. Oh, reckless, despairing carols. But soft, sink low, soft, let me just murmur. And do you wait a moment, you husky-noised sea? For somewhere I believe I heard my mate responding to me. So faint I must be still to listen. But not altogether still, for then she might not come immediately to me. Hither, my love, here I am, here. With this just sustained note I announce myself to you. This gentle call is for you, my love, for you. Do not be decoyed elsewhere. That is the whistle of the wind. It is not my voice. That is the fluttering of the spray. Those are the shadows of leaves. Oh, darkness. Oh, in vain. Oh, I am very sick and sorrowful. Oh, brown halo in the sky near the moon, drooping upon the sea. Oh, troubled reflection in the sea. Oh, throat. Oh, throbbing heart. And I singing uselessly, uselessly all the night. Oh, past. Oh, happy life. Oh, songs of joy. In the air, in the woods, over the fields. Loved, 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 loved. But my mate no more, no more with me. We two together no more. The aria sinking, all else continuing, the stars shining, the winds blowing, the notes of the bird continuous echoing, with angry moans, the fierce old mother incessantly moaning, on the sands of Pomonic shore, gray and rustling, the yellow half moon enlarged, sagging down, drooping, the face of the sea almost touching, the boy, ecstatic, with his bare feet the waves, with his hair the atmosphere dallying, the love in the heart long pent, now loose, now at last tumultuously bursting, the aria's meaning, the ears, the soul swiftly depositing, the strange tears down the cheeks coursing. The colloquy there, the trio, each uttering, the undertone, the savage old mother incessantly crying, to the boy's soul's questions sullenly timing, some drowned secret hissing to the outsetting bard. Demon or bird, said the boy's soul, is it indeed toward your mate you sing? Or is it really to me? For I, that was a child, my tongue's use sleeping, now I have heard you, now in a moment I know what I am for. I awake, and already 1,000 singers, 1,000 songs, clearer, louder, and more sorrowful than yours, 1,000 warbling echoes have started to life within me, never to die. Oh, you singer solitary, singing by yourself, projecting me, oh, solitary me, listening, never more shall I cease perpetuating you. Never more shall I escape. Never more the reverberations, never more the cries of unsatisfied love be absent from me. Never again leave me to be the peaceful child I was before, what there in the night, by the sea, under the yellow and sagging moon, the messenger there aroused, the fire, the sweet hell within, the unknown want, the destiny of me. Oh, give me the clue. It lurks in the night here somewhere. Oh, if I am to have so much, let me have more. A word then, for I will conquer it. The word final, superior to all. Subtle, sent up. What is it? I listen. Are you whispering it? And have been all the time, you sea waves? Is that it from your liquid rims and wet sands? Whereto answering, the sea, delaying not, hurrying not, whispered me through the night, and very plainly before daybreak, lisped to me the low and delicious word death. And again, death, 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 death. Hissing melodious, neither like the bird nor like my aroused child's heart, but edging near as privately for me, rustling at my feet, creeping thence steadily up to my ears and laving me softly all over. Death, 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 which I do not forget, but fuse the song of my dusky demon and brother that he sang to me in the moonlight on Pomonix's gray beach, with a thousand responsive songs at random, my own songs awakened from that hour, and with them the key, the word up from the waves, the word of the sweetest song and all songs, that strong and delicious word which, creeping to my feet, or like some old crone rocking the cradle, swathed in sweet garments, bending aside, the sea whispered me. Give me the splendid silent sun with all his beams full dazzling. Give me juicy autumnal fruit, ripe and red from the orchard. Give me a field where the unmowed grass grows. Give me an arbor. Give me the trellised grape. Give me fresh corn and wheat. Give me serene moving animals teaching content. Give me nights perfectly quiet as on high plateaus west of the Mississippi and I looking up at the stars. Give me odorous at sunrise, a garden of beautiful flowers where I can walk undisturbed. Give me for marriage a sweet-breathed woman of whom I should never tire. Give me a perfect child. Give me away, aside from the noise of the world, a rural domestic life. Give me to warble spontaneous songs, recluse by myself, for my own ears only. Give me solitude. Give me nature. Give me again, O nature, your primal sanities. These, demanding to have them, tired with ceaseless excitement and racked by the war strife. These to procure, incessantly asking, rising in cries from my heart, while yet incessantly asking, still I adhere to my city. Day upon day and year upon year, O city, walking your streets, where you hold me enchained a certain time, refusing to give me up, yet giving to make me glutted, enriched of soul, you give me forever faces. Oh, I see what I sought to escape, confronting, reversing my cries. I see my own soul trampling down what it asked for. Keep your splendid silence, sun. Keep your woods, O nature, and the quiet places by the woods. Keep your fields of clover and timothy, and your cornfields and orchards. Keep your blossoming buckwheat fields where the ninth month bees hum. Give me faces and streets. Give me these phantoms incessant and endless along the trottoirs. Give me interminable eyes. Give me women. Give me comrades and lovers by the thousand. Let me see new ones every day. Let me hold new ones by the hand every day. Give me such shows. Give me the streets of Manhattan. Give me Broadway with the soldiers marching. Give me the sound of the trumpets and drums. The soldiers in companies or regiments, some starting away, flushed and reckless, some, their time up, returning with thinned ranks, young yet very old, worn, marching, noticing nothing. Give me the shores and wharves, heavy fringed with black ships. Oh, such for me. Oh, an intense life, full to repletion and varied. the life of the theater, barroom, huge hotel for me, the torchlight procession, the dense brigade bound for the war with high-piled military wagons following, people, endless, streaming with strong voices, passions, pageants, Manhattan streets with their powerful throbs, with beating drums as now, the endless and noisy chorus, the rustle and clank of muskets, even the sight of the wounded. Manhattan crowds with their turbulent musical chorus. Manhattan faces and eyes forever for me. Goodbye, my fancy. Farewell, dear mate, dear love. I'm going away, I know not where, or to what fortune, or whether I may ever see you again. So, goodbye, my fancy. Now for my last. Let me look back a moment. The slower, fainter ticking of the clock is in me. Exit, nightfall, and soon the heart thud stopping. Long have we lived, joyed, caressed together. Delightful. Now, separation. Goodbye, my fancy. Yet, let me not be too hasty. Long indeed have we lived, slept, filtered, become really blended into one. Then if we die, we die together. Yes, we'll remain one. If we go anywhere, we'll go together to meet what happens. Maybe we'll be better off and blither and learn something. Maybe it is yourself now really ushering me to the true songs. Who knows? Maybe it is you, the mortal knob, really undoing, turning. So now, finally, goodbye and hail, my fancy.